You ready for these, though?
Bip, bip, bip.
So, I have just opened it. The first clue for Andy Mossack is as follows. You need to tell me or help me figure out where he is, and then he'll be on about 11:15. Clue number one. I am in a city world famous for automotive manufacturing. It had at one time 292 car manufacturers and produced the world's first commercial car in 1908, the Model T. America, isn't it? That's where he is. I'm in a city world famous for automotive manufacturing. It had at one time 292 car manufacturers and produced the world's first commercial car in 1908, the Model T. Well, it's Ford, that, isn't it? Model T Ford. It's too early to plump for me, but if you can... you might know automatically where that is. 0345-303-3333. 0345-303-3333. Where in the world is the man himself? Apparently caught up with a music legend while he was there. There is another clue, and after the news at 11, I shall give you that. Right now, though, Elton John and Crocodile Rock on your beeb. On a Crocodile Rock. Thank you for the early guesses for where in the world is Andy Mossack on this one. Let me run through what I've had here. Gary suggesting Moon River, Andy Williams. Also, the theme tune to American Werewolf in London. Good shouts, thank you. Kevin Keithley, Mike in Bempton, Susan in Halifax, Zoe in Armley, who says hi to Darren as well. Graham in Craig. Karen in Chesterfield. Rob in Armley. Thank you for all of these, pointing me in the direction of also Andy. That's where Andy is. Kev the Barnsley Trucker. All of you are saying he's in Detroit. And when you think about it, he has been teasing me with this music legend. That would make total sense, wouldn't it? It's Detroit. It's Motown. All right, then. Let's find out later, shall we? Pretenders and Brass in Pocket. So, most of the consensus here is Detroit in Michigan for Andy Mossack tonight. However, there is a second clue, and it may point us in a different direction. I think we're right, though. Well, you're right. I'm going with you on this one. Another clue just the other side of the weather, but the time is 11.
The voice of South...
That music means the second clue, then, as I was just telling you. Here it is, clue number two. This is the first city in the world to have tunnels connecting two different countries and is close to three of the world's biggest lakes. This is the first city in the world to have tunnels connecting two different countries and is close to three of the world's biggest lakes. Well, that is where Detroit is, isn't it? And it's right over... When you say right over, is that the other side of the river is where Canada comes in? And that's Windsor, I think. That's what that's known as. Windsor, Ontario, I'm not sure. You may know better than me, but are you sure it's Detroit? If you say it is, that's what we'll put to him in about 10 minutes when he's on. If you know any different, 0345-303-3333. Here on your BBC, that would mean Russell. So tonight, no early clues for the rewind tonight. We'll have to go in fresh. Crack on 11:30. We'll be straight into it because I want to get the clues for Andy Mossack. I think we've settled on Detroit. Thank you for all of the messages on it. Steve in Rotherham on the email. Good going for Detroit. I mean, I think that's got to be where he is now with the music and the automobiles. I tell you what'll be interesting, though. We're fairly certain it's Detroit. Is actually what it's like to go there as a tourist, as a traveller, just to look around the city, because the sort of the main image of Detroit has not been very good for quite some time now. People saying it's not the most pleasant of places to go and look around. So find out, get it from Andy's very experience. We'll do that a little later. John the Richer and Kiss Me here on your BBC, now part of the world.
Tip.
Is So it will be rewind time very soon. However, we have had the two clues tonight. City world famous for automotive manufacturing. 292 at one time car manufacturers. World's first commercial car, the Model T in 1908. And the first city in the world to have tunnels connecting two different countries close to three of the world's biggest lakes. Well, we think we've settled on somewhere. Let's have a quick hello with Andy Mossack. Good evening, mate.
Hey, Russ, how are you doing?
Yes, I'm all right, my friend. Thank you for popping by. we've run our consensus here, and we believe you are in Detroit, Michigan.
Well, I am literally leading you up the garden path completely, because I'm actually in Holland, and I'm going to the annual Tulip Festival tomorrow. Okay, I'm lying. I am in Holland.
you actually got me then. You got,
oh, brilliant.
You got me and you got Darren. We're both thinking he's finally gone. He's finally gone now.
I am in Holland, Michigan, which is having a tulip festival tomorrow, but that's on Lake Michigan. Yeah, brilliant. But yes, my first 3 days I was in Detroit, Michigan, indeed. Well done, everyone.
So, yeah, well, we all got this right. Now, there's so, when you talk about a city and you talk about its impact on wider American culture, it is an enormously important city. And as much as people know bits of that history, they also know some films have been made about the decline of that as well. It must be a fascinating place.
It's absolutely amazing. And I've got to tell you, it's a miracle. The things I've seen in the 3 days I was there, you could have, you know, it was jaw-dropping, because this city has had what I would say two incredible attacks on its economy, you know, and particularly in 2008, it was the financial crisis, you know, it was incredible. So, like you, you know, I thought, well, Detroit, is that really going to be somewhere I want to go? I had this image in my head of a broken city, abandoned buildings, you know, just deserted streets. Mm. For the minute I got there, I was thinking, wow, this actually feels completely different. And what's happened is it's a renaissance. I mean, the last 3 years, I would say, it's starting to regenerate, and it's got a string of the most unbelievable buildings in downtown Detroit, you know, fantastic buildings from the turn of the century. And all of this renaissance is down to a guy called David Gilbert, who saw this incredible potential in the city with this stunning 19th century Dan Gilbert, 19th century architectural gems, you know, and started buying them up. And he owns something like 100 buildings in the city, and he's turning them into hotels, apartments. He's doing all kinds of things. And funnily enough, they had a saying here, they told me, that they auction off buildings like galleries auction off artwork. You know, it's kind of up for grabs, I guess. And the upshot really is that it's an incredible city enjoying a renaissance. So I was speechless when I started walking around the city.
Now,
really amazing.
We know from the experience, obviously here, in this country, not just in our part of the world, but all over the place, that a city like Detroit, I mean, I'm not being flippant here, but, you know, the automotive, well, first off, Motown went, that technically went over to LA, and that kind of changed the club scene in Detroit, and then the automotive industry and all that happened to it, and the financial downturn. Have the hipsters moved in, Andy? Are we getting boutique hotels and restaurants on every corner in Detroit now?
Partly. Yeah, right. It's becoming a bit gentrified. But I was with the people from the Chamber of Commerce who said to me, believe it or not, they are keeping sections of the city away from this, and they don't want it to turn into that, because they're obviously a people who've lived in Detroit all their life, and they don't want it to turn into this kind of gentrification, if you like. But, you know, they've got a new transportation system called the Q Line, which is going to help people for a dollar or something like that get around the city. It's just things that you wouldn't expect, you know, and there is a soul to it, which, you know, when you peel away, it is something else, I've got to tell you.
So what kind of, where have you been then? What kind of things have you been to see? And of course, the big important question, what have you eaten, Andy? Come on.
Well, you know, first of all, just let me tell you that I got taken around. They've got all these places like Greek Town and I'm trying to think now, you know, all the different sections of the city where immigrants set up home. And so it's kind of a bit like, you know, going a bit like, you know, kind of an international feel, if you like. And it's very much like that. But there's a lot of, I can't deny there is a lot of still abandoned buildings, but they're trying very hard to sort of keep the faith of the place. So I've been around there. Obviously, my highlight of the whole trip was Hittsville, USA.
You went?
And, I went. And not only did I go, I had a sit-down with the wonderful lady, Martha Reeves, who was nothing short of astonishing for me again. We even picked her up in her apartment. You know, I went with an assistant at Motown and went in their car, picked her up, brought her back to Studio A, the legendary Snake Pit, as they call it. And I had a sit down with her, just her and me, in two director's chairs in the middle of Studio A. I mean, you know,
did you get photos?
As a musician, yes, I did. Did I get photos?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you know, it was ridiculous. And we just sat there chatting for a half an hour about her life and, you know, the things that she did at Motown. But what was so nice about this, Russ, was there was a group, there was a bus of tourists who were waiting patiently to come and do the tour, you know. Mm-hmm. And she waited and came with us round the tour, you know. And the last person they would expect to see in a Motown tour would be Martha Reeves, you know. And she was there during the film at the beginning, and she got everyone up dancing because she said, come on, guys, Dancing in the Street's going to play now at the end of this movie, because I've seen it a few times, but come on, guys. And she stood up and everyone is clapping along. And then obviously during the studio tour bit, she said she started teaching everyone all the dance moves of Motown, you know. So they were speechless, you know.
How cool is that?
Absolutely. And she's still got that passion. And she said to me, you know, we didn't come here just to sing. We came here to sing and pray. You know, it was like a real family. And some of the things she spoke to me about were just, you know, it was just brilliant. And I'll drop off bits and pieces to you. Don't worry.
Oh, yes.
But, you know, she was just a personal assistant of Mickey Stevenson, who was the A&R man at Motown. So she didn't really start off as an artist. Oh. And so she worked the key. You know, she worked the switchboard, she did the typing, she did all the administration, yeah. And you know what? And she even organised the auditions, and she organised Stevie Wonder's audition. Can you believe that?
I mean, like, please tell me she got shares in it.
He came in for the audition, and she's there, and she's sitting with him before they called him in, you know. And so she started saying he was playing on waste bins, and he was hitting the telephone dial numbers, and they were making tunes, you know, and he started playing around with that to get tunes out of it. And then
what a show off.
He was hitting typewriter keys. The guy was just amazing. She said she knew right from that start that he was something special, you know, no question. Ooh, so that was great. But
now it's all about the tulips, isn't it?
No, we went just quickly. We went to the Ford Model T factory, which they've now opened as a museum.
Man.
I mean, if you're a petrol head, This is a trip of a lifetime, because you know, the actual factory is still original. Everything in there is original, and they've got two wonderful Model Ts that were actually built in that factory on display, and it's, you know, they're absolutely beautiful. But you know, Detroit's got the DIA, the Institute of Art. It's probably one of the top five museums in America. In Detroit, you know, you wouldn't know, would you?
Well, I've got to say, you've changed my perception of the place. I've got to say that to you.
Absolutely blew me away. It's not often that I'm speechless, but I've had such a ball. And then come away from Detroit, you go across to Flint, which was a city born through the automotive industry too. You know, you got Chevrolet and Buick.
Michael Moore's hometown.
Is that right?
Yeah, film director Michael Moore.
Right. Yeah. got a fantastic history for it's now General Motors, so it's the home of General Motors. And then Lansing, the capital city of Michigan, is home to Ransom E. Olds of the Oldsmobile. And I didn't realize this, mate, but Ransom E. Olds is REO. So it's REO Speedwagon was a model of Olds, is one of Olds' cars. So that's a bit of it. And then, of course, right on the west end, the west side of Michigan, you've got this incredible place, Holland, which is on the shores of Lake Michigan, which is quite ridiculous. It's beaches and sand dunes and heated sidewalks. And it's quite, you know, it's, looking at it, you've got beaches and giant sand dunes. I mean, where would you see that? And water as far as the eye can see. You know, Lake Michigan is certainly great, that's for sure. And tomorrow they've got the start of this annual tulip festival. So, yeah, we're going to go there and have a look at some plants and flowers. How's that?
It sounds to me like you've had an absolutely terrific time. And
yeah, it's not what I would expect Michigan to be honest. No, but I love uncovering these things like this.
Well, it's your life's work. I would go on to say,
of course,
and just very, very, very quickly, like, you know, the 30 seconds. The food any good over there, Andy? Any nice dinners?
You think I'm going to be sort of wined and dined with all the best, eh?
Well, you're hanging out with Martha Reeves.
That's true. Yeah. It's the nice thing about America, and I know I've said this before, is that it is going through a change too. You know, the farmers markets is very much, and Michigan itself prides itself on a lot of farmers. So they've got agricultural stuff here and they make good use of it. So, yeah, there's some pretty nice restaurants which are not fancy, but they certainly give fresh food, and that's what I like.
And the thing is, Detroit Airport is a hub, isn't it? It's like an international hub. So there's many and varied different ways of flying into it, whether you're bouncing sort of Amsterdam and over, or if you can go straight. I know we can fly to New York and Philadelphia and Chicago from Manchester, for example, up in the north.
That's right.
You can sort of get in small internals from there. So relatively easy to get to. Maybe save up for a while to go and do it, but nice trip out, yeah?
I tell you, if you're a petrol head, definitely, because, you know, they really like their museums here, and you know, they've got some fantastic automotive history. But the rest of it, the North Peninsula, particularly near Canada, is stunning.
Yeah.
I waved at Canada. You're right, from Windsor.
You waved
across
at
the river. Waved at Canada. Yeah, said hi, Windsor.
Hey, would you like to know some sister cities before we finish?
I'd love to know some sister cities. Go on, hit me.
It's twinned with Detroit. Yep. Not with Detroit, with Dubai.
Of course it is.
I mean, you couldn't get a cigarette paper between them, could you, really? Also, Minsk in Belarus.
Oh.
Nassau in the Bahamas.
Really?
And Turin in Italy.
Well,
which might be an automotive thing for that
one. That's the Fiat thing. That's the Fiat thing.
So there you have it. That's where it's twinned with. I'm glad you had a nice time, Andy. You took care of yourself.
Yeah, see you in a couple of weeks.
See you in a couple of weeks, my friend. Where is he? He's in Detroit. How lovely. Might have to pop it back on the travel plans. Save up for a couple of years, I'll be there. Look who's here.
Hi, this is Martha Reeves of Martha and the Vandellas, and I'm here with you on The Late Show on the BBC.